This chapter is X for X Factor, and our prompt was framed around the idea of X Factor meaning the quality of a person that leads to success. And Yancey describes X Factor in this way, that all of us help construct the field. Whatever we're doing and wherever we are, whether we're teachers, students, administrators, our work, no matter how big or small, is contributing to a larger community. And that's something that we should be mindful of. So the five of us represents a multi-generational team of writing teachers, scholars, and administrators. And we work or have worked in various writing program administration roles, along with serving in leadership positions in national organizations and writing studies. Our polyvocal voices and experiences will offer a chorus on reflective practices. Before we get started, let's do some quick introductions and share how we became familiar with Yancey and her scholarship. So I'll start. My name is Shane Wood. I am an associate professor and director of first year composition at the University of Central Florida. I'm currently a WPA, and I was a WPA previously at my previous institution. I actually looked at my dissertation before this conversation to see if I cited Yancey, and I did. So my dissertation was on writing assessment, and particularly teacher response to student writing. So my familiarity with Yancey and her work was through writing assessment. She has an article talking about the different waves of writing assessment, and she kind of maps out the history of writing assessment through these different waves. So I used her work and her scholarship in my dissertation, and then I had the good fortune and pleasure to meet Kathy a couple of years ago on a podcast that I host, and that was my first kind of in-person interaction with Kathy. Sheila, do you mind introducing yourself?
Sure. I'm Sheila Carter Todd. I am at the University of Denver. Let's see, my administrative roles are, I am the executive director and chair of the writing program here. I'm also the director of the Black Studies program here. I encountered Kathy's work fairly early on. What not many people know is that I actually started out in curriculum instruction. And so there's a lot of my background that deals with teacher education as well. And I believe Kathy and I share some of that in our backgrounds. So I worked a lot with her reflection work early on with helping to prepare teachers and talk about what it means to be an effective educator and reflective ed practitioner.
And I'm Dwayne Roan. I'm a retired faculty member from Arizona State University. I first, in my administrative roles, have included a WPA position, director of the Center for Study of Teaching and Learning, a dean of two colleges and vice provost, and also president of the Faculty Senate. I first met Kathy in 1979 when she did a presentation at the Four Seas Conference in Minneapolis. I was a graduate student at the University of Minnesota at the time. And she talked about teaching textual coherence, which has not been a big part of her body of work since then. And I was so impressed at the time. I remember that session very vividly. And then after that, I became familiar with her work when she was president of the Council of Writing Program Administrators, and she was such a dynamic leader as she became in other organizations as well.
Hi, I'm Susan Thomas. I'm at the University of Sydney, where I've been for the last 20 years. I'm one of the rare people who has spent my entire academic career in one institution. I've worn many hats over the years. I've founded a writing program and writing center here in Sydney. I'm currently serving as graduate director. I've been associate dean and director of teaching and learning across the university. As many people know, writing people tend to get pulled into these big administrative roles because we do them well, or we try to do them well. Maybe that's part of the X factor. But I came to Kathy's work in grad school when all of our professors were recommending her. She was one of the few people at that time, talking about pedagogies and technologies in ways that made sense for, future forward-looking approaches to writing studies into the future. And so her composition in a new key, even though it's a little dated, which was part of her chair's address, C's chair's address, has become a staple in my professional writing courses at the university. And she's one of those artists that she's like an artist like Elton John, who we might say they've written the soundtrack to our lives. She's certainly written the script for for my professional life, because it seems just when the field has a new challenge, she comes out with something to meet it.
I'm Sherry Rankins Robertson. I am department chair and professor at the University of Central Florida. Prior to coming to UCF, I was at the University of Arkansas Little Rock, where I was an associate vice chancellor of academic affairs and a writing program administrator. I worked at Arizona State University before that, doing some administrative work in Writer's Studio, which is a fully online first-year composition program that I helped develop and work on with a couple of other colleagues. And then before then, I was in a two-year college setting. So I worked at various institutions in various types of roles, tenure track, non-tenure track, two-year, four-year, and currently at an HSI. I encountered Kathy Yancey's work as a master's student in the 1990s when I learned about assessment and best practices and e-portfolios. As an undergraduate student, we were required to produce e-portfolios, but as a master's student, I actually learned about that when I taught e-portfolios in the late 1990s, early 2000s. But the first time I met Kathy Yancey was we were both on the campus of Lee College, a little school south of Houston. And we were there for similar reasons, but different reasons. And so she was doing a workshop. I was doing some work in the field, and I had the opportunity to get to meet her there. And it was just so lovely because she, as you all know, is incredibly generous, and she greets you as though you were an old friend she has known all her life. And that makes you feel seen and important. And Kathy certainly has that ability to pull us in. And, you know, as Susan said, what it means to do this administrative work. So thank you, Shane, for hosting us.
That's the chorus of voices that will be guiding this conversation today.